Hey friends, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so happy you've joined us. Providing inspiration today is Christian Science practitioner Beth Packer. Beth lives in Bomaderry, New South Wales, Australia.
I'm the gardener in our family. For many years we lived on a mountaintop, which meant our large, beautiful garden was on a steep, challenging slope. Whenever I had a task to do, big or small, I would always start by saying to myself, "Can God do this?" The answer, of course, was always yes, effortlessly. I didn't add, "So I can do it." It was simply God doing it. I'd learned from my study of Christian Science that what was happening was that God would be unfolding an already completed idea, and I would reflect or express that unfoldment. Inevitably, the task would be successfully achieved, but what I was always grateful for was that even though I often had young men helping me, I could start work hours before they did and finish long after they'd gone home, and I wasn't even tired. I think if my starting thought was, "God will give me the strength to do this," then that's transmission, not reflection. And the end result would have been very different. We know God isn't physical. God is spirit. A reflection simply reflects what the original is doing. Therefore, being spirit's reflection, my reflected ability was spiritual. Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures stresses the idea of self-immolation or unselfing, eliminating a sense of us having a self separate from God. Wasn't selflessness the key to Jesus' success? "I can of my own self do nothing." Didn't this thinking remove all human limitations from the enormous tasks he faced? Didn't it allow him to reflect all the knowledge and capabilities of the infinite, all-knowing God? Wouldn't this switch in our thinking allow us to prove his words, "With God, all things are possible"? My small, reflected efforts simply hinted at the greatest truths that Jesus showed to us, that selfless humility unites our lives to a source of goodness that is simply beyond anything we could ever dare to imagine.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.